What is the key to having a successful podcast? The answer is to create a good podcast. So let me tell you guys, have you ever heard of Anchor? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Are you ready to get intimate? Because now is the time and this is the place. I'm Dr. K and I'm ready to get intimate with you. This is the show for everyone who is not afraid to get intimate on some level. That's right. This is a show all about intimacy. Different perspectives, different topics, different views, one purpose. Join me on this journey to go deep, get raw, get real, and get intimate. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. On episode 9, I talked about how do you overcome someone who doesn't want to be in your life. And that could be someone intimate, that could be a friendship, it could be even someone in your family, right? I talked about surface level friendships. And a lot of the feedback that I got was they really loved it and they wanted a part 2. So I'm giving you guys part 2. How do you gain friends that are more than surface level and keep them? How do you? You know, having supportive, honest people in your life can make a big, huge difference in your overall happiness and perhaps theirs. But fostering friendships that go beyond the surface can be a challenge. They do take a lot of time and energy, and it can feel awkward at first. But if you want to build deeper connection with your friends, let me tell you how to get started. You know, you need to take a closer look at your current relationships that you have. And whether your friendship started at work, maybe they're childhood friends, they're from college or elsewhere, you need to ask yourself some of the following questions. And in doing so, you also need to be honest with your answers, honest with yourself. So, which friendships need a deeper connection? You need to evaluate the people that are in your life in every aspect, in every compartment of your life. And you need to look at that and you need to say, okay, so which ones do I really want to deeply connect? Someone who gave me feedback said, you know, Dr. K, I have a lot of friends. Don't get me wrong. I have a lot of friends. But I can't tell them everything that's going on in my life. And so then, you know, I was thinking about that and I would ask, well, why can't you? Is there a way that maybe you can deepen that connection? All right. So now, aside from that, you need to ask yourself, are you really close to your close friends or do you just talk about superficial topics? So in retrospect, you need to reflect. And you need to do some internal digging. You need to find out, what am I talking about when I connect with these friends that are superficial? What kind of topics are we engaging in that is only keeping it on a surface level? Okay, so next, you need to evaluate and you need to take a look at yourself. Who supports you the most? In some cases, it might be your family. Some other people don't have tight family units, tight family connections. So it might be something totally different. You need to look at that. So who supports you the most? Next, who do you enjoy being around the most? It's a bit obvious. When you ask yourself that question, it should be obvious. And if it's not, then perhaps maybe you have some work to do internally, again, with self. Next, you need to ask, which relationships do you want to spend extra effort on? Obviously, there are some people that you don't spend a lot of time with, and perhaps you don't need to go down that road with them. If you usually see someone in a group, you're going to need to make an effort to see them on a one-on-one to create deeper connections. You likely aren't going to find these connections easy to answer, but you can't figure out which relationships to focus on either. So if you usually see someone at a group, you're going to need to make an effort to see them on a one-on-one and create a deeper connection. You guys, you need to build your friendship. You should make plans that encourage conversations like going to an art exhibit. I love going to art exhibits, and the Denver Art Museum is one of the greatest. Maybe taking a class together. How about cooking? Cooking can open up deep topics. Sometimes you get inside your head, but when you are engaging with friends, please make sure that you are actually talking. Cooking can sometimes make you go deep inside your head, but talk about what you're thinking about. Bring up a topic, ask a few questions. The first step to feeling a little bit more loved and creating close relationships, that starts with meaningful, engaged conversations, you guys. These don't necessarily need to be deep. They don't need to be spiritual in nature. They just need to be honest. They need to be authentic. And they need to be reciprocal, okay? The engaging conversation needs to be reciprocal. And I think sometimes we forget that. It is great to get into a conversation and be the listener. Everybody wants somebody to listen to. But at the end of the day, they want feedback. So don't forget to give them that feedback. If you haven't spent time with your friend in a while, reconnect by sharing what you have learned since the two of you last caught up. Life teaches us many lessons, and so it's great to share that. Additionally, it isn't your responsibility to be the social circle therapist. I always put myself in that position, and in reality, sometimes I need a therapist. I need a friend to be the one to give me the advice. But diving into your emotional subjects can bring you a bit closer. So take a deep breath and ask difficult check-in questions like, "Hey, how are you really doing?" Once a friend told me that they were taking a break from school due to some personal issues. You guys, I felt like a terrible friend because I had no idea they were struggling. So if I'd made the effort to check in with them and see how they were really doing, I would not have been, I guess you could say, blindsided by the news. Also, if you're trying to rekindle a friendship that used to be much deeper, you probably should be honest with the person and tell them what you want from the friendship. Sometimes we forget to ask, and asking is really, really important. Think of a few ways to express yourself beforehand. And, you can keep talking even if you're overwhelmed by the emotion. The emotion is great. People want you to have emotion. Otherwise, why are you even engaging in the first place? An example, let me give you an example, okay? I feel like, we've been drifting apart. I really enjoy your friendship. How do you feel? Can we make an effort to become better friends again? All of those are great starting conversations with people to get them to feel and to have emotion. Provide support to your loved one as much as you can, and they will probably likely return the effort. Don't shy away from topics just because talking about them is difficult. If you notice changes in your friend's behavior, ask them about it. There is a reason. Something is going on. The person who builds a great relationship doesn't think about what she wants. She starts by thinking about what she can give. She sees giving as the best way to establish a real relationship and a lasting connection. She approaches building relationships if it's all about the other person and not just about her. And in the process, she's building relationships with people who follow perhaps the same approach. So focusing on your friend and the support that they need is an important part of a meaningful relationship. Don't forget that sometimes you may need to tell them no. And whether you're an introvert or an extrovert or a mix of both, maintaining strong relationships is essential to your well-being. Follow the tips above that I just gave you, and you'll be able to cultivate deeper connections with those in your life. You guys, let me ask you a question. So did you know that relationships can actually make you live longer? Research shows that relationships are vital for living successful and happy lives. When people are on their deathbeds, they usually don't want their money surrounding them or plaques of all their achievements. They want the people they love and the friends they cherish. You know why? Because it takes away 75% of the pain. And so you are created for relationships. These days, friendships can be a bit tricky. Technology and social media make us feel like we're having deep human interaction when in reality, we really are not. I have noticed more and more how students struggle to make personal connections because they are trained by their smartphones. Guys, I didn't grow up with that. And even still, I struggle. But the younger generation, they struggle even more to have quick interactions and they have shallow conversations. Recently, I was on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, for about 60 minutes scrolling through my feed. And I turned off my phone and I had the sensation that I had just spent time with people. Did you just hear me? Yeah, I had the sensation that I had spent time with people. The truth is, I really had not. The only people who had probably even noticed that I was a part of the conversation were three people whose post I commented on, and I had spent 60 minutes embracing a false sense of friendship. Because friendship is so important to our well-being, it is essential how we cultivate deep friendships. So if you want to make friends, take your current friendships to the next level. I am going to give you a few list of things, some tips to maybe help you get you started again. So number one, reach out. There were days when I felt like nobody cared or spent time with me. I check on my phone probably about 100 times a day, hoping that someone would contact me. One day it hit me. Maybe the other people aren't doing the same thing. So why am I waiting for them to take the initiative? Maybe I should just reach out, right? Reaching out doesn't have to be hard. The more you reach out, the more responses you're going to get. It's going to be a comment, maybe on a TikTok video or a Facebook post, although that's just the beginning step. Social media should probably never replace face-to-face friendship. It could be a text. It could be a phone. Maybe a phone call or a text. You know, I don't really like to talk on the phone. I prefer text, but some people are the opposite. So inviting the person to maybe a cup of coffee, maybe tea if they don't drink coffee. Alcohol, probably not, because it is an emotional influencer. So don't wait for your acquaintances to reach out to you. Be the one who takes the initiative and shows interest. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of a note. Okay. So one of the concerns people have with reaching out is the worry of rejection. Even at 46 plus right here, right now, I worry about rejection every aspect of my life. Why? I really shouldn't give down, but I do, you guys. I really do. So what if the person doesn't want to be with me? That's okay, right? You can't force a person to like you. So just shrug it off and reach out to someone else. Additionally, you should not let COVID-19 stop you or be the reason not to put in the effort at building deep friendships that are more than surface level. Be a conversationalist. If you are shy and you don't know what to say to someone, maybe here are some few questions that you can ask. So let's see if it's your family. Do they have siblings? Do they have their family that lives close by? Talk to them about family. That's a conversation point. Occupation. What do they do for a living? And do they like their job? You know? What would they like to be doing for a living? Recreation. What do they do for fun? What are some of their hobbies? Everybody, that's a great question. You can learn so much. And I forgot. Epic. 14 minutes in and I forgot to mute. And that's what happens in the studio when you forget to mute your phone. So a little bit of a blooper. Anyway, dreams. What do they want out of life? Wow, you guys, like, ask me what my dream is. And I could tell you that my dream is to reach out and touch someone. Someone that I've made an impact on. If I could touch just one person, then I know that it was all worth it. So when you're asking these questions, don't trump the other person by breezing over their answers so you can share your story. Instead, ask follow-up questions. Peel away the layers of information they give you. So again, I am great with examples. And let me give you layer number one. We're going to peel these off, okay? Like an onion. So layer number one, what do? That will lead right into layer number two. How long have you been in that job? Okay. Layer number three, do you like it? Layer number four, describe what a typical day of your job looks like. You guys, that was four different layers, okay? By asking follow-up questions and really listening, you are showing interest in them. Plus, you are engaging. It's an open conversation between two people. Here's a bonus tip. Try repeating back what you've heard to make sure that you understood it correctly. This also shows your friends that you really, truly are listening. Okay, number three, show up. Did you forget that? Did you forget to show up? After living in Phoenix in California for a few years, you guys, I came back to Colorado. And at that point in time, a lot of my friends had probably realized that I had come back home. They started inviting me to hang out, and I would often respond, maybe, to their invitations, and sometimes yes. Then the day of the event would come and I would text them back about 5 minutes before saying that I couldn't make it. It became a joke among my friends that I was elusive and that if I'd actually showed up to hang out, it was a damn fucking miracle. So eventually they stopped inviting me. That was the bad side. And, you know, I lost contact with my friends for a very long time, even still to this moment. So you don't have to say yes to every invitation. However, make sure that you do respond to their invitations. And if you can't or don't want to go, just say no. You probably just should have said no from the beginning instead of just leading them on, right? It's always better to respond. Yes, no. Yes, no. You don't always have to say yes. Don't force yourself to say yes if you don't really want to go. So here are other ways to respond. If they call them back. Not 5 days later, you guys. If they text them back. It's just be respectful, okay? If they offer a hug, hug them back. I know with COVID and all the rest of that stuff, if you haven't had your vaccination shots, fucking wear a mask, okay? Show them that you care by being responsive to their attempts to reach out to you. It's just simple, you guys. Just simple little steps. Step number four, Open up. Vulnerability in showing your true self is complicated. It does lead to deep friendship, but it can also scare people the fuck away if you go deep too quickly. So when the time is right and you are ready to take your friendship to a deeper level, start having conversations with friends about true self. Share a struggle that you have been going through. I don't know why, but people are compelled by that shit. Share something. Share a hurt. Life is not fun sometimes. And sometimes life kicks us in the ass and we are hurt. You can share something that made you truly happy, and that is very important to you. People also do like to hear positive things that are happening. It can't always be the downside. Share some of your dreams. Dreams, I'm going right back to that again. People love to see that, and then they help motivate you, and they kind of keep you accountable, making sure that you're taking the steps to achieve your dream. Share some of your fears. Sharing some of your fears lets you be vulnerable, and only good things come from vulnerability. If the friendship is ready and the person is very trustworthy, they will open up about their vulnerabilities too. If they don't open up, either the friendship isn't ready or it's time to find new friends. And that's just the reality, you guys. Number 5, speak the truth. I live in the Rocky Mountains, and up here in the Midwest, people are known for being polite and friendly to a degree. However, this upward friendliness can also be very negative. There is a dark side of politeness where people will lie to you or be passive aggressive. Sometimes people prefer to be polite over telling the truth. And that just chaps my fucking hide. So if you want to make quality friendships, you need to take your mask off by being yourself and speaking the truth. Sometimes it really has nothing to do with COVID. It's just take your mask off and get vulnerable with me and let's get real. We all wear masks. It's part of having an efficient and being productive in society. There are no certain etiquettes or behaviors that you have to follow at work or in public or at a restaurant, you know? However, you can be yourself. Speak the truth. Be polite all the same time. Just keep in mind that being polite does not mean that everyone will agree with what you say. It simply means that you are respectful with your truth telling. Being yourself includes sharing your true opinions about a topic, sharing your wants and needs, acting from who you really are and not what is expected of you, being 100% unapologetically you, not being afraid to be vulnerable or emotional. When you speak the truth, there's a chance that people will not accept who you are. Did you realize that? Yeah. And that's when you find who the real people are that you need to keep in your life. Again, that's their choice, and you can't change their minds. It's a better way to find new friends who do accept you than to be a false version of yourself. And, you know, on another level, women and friendships go hand in hand, don't they? I mean, when we speak about friendships in terms of gender, more than likely it does involve females, and the two words are synonymous with each other. Annoyingly, Hollywood glamorizes female friendships and makes them look normal when actually the way they are portrayed, they're everything but normal. I believe that there are different types of friendships that are, vulnerable, and they're very valuable, and they serve as a purpose. Surface level friendships are cool because in a way they require zero effort. Usually these types of friendships go no deeper than the casual conversations discussing the weather and how the humidity makes our hair frizz. The only value that they may have is simply bringing a smile to produce laughter. And there's nothing wrong with that. Then there are these temporary friendships, because life happens and they come and go. This isn't particularly a bad thing, even though we tend to think that it is. It can take work to develop and maintain a friendship. It's all good. Sadly, sometimes friendships that were once very close and maybe even deep can turn temporary. Oftentimes, trying to maintain a friendship can become worrisome and very toxic. And this doesn't reflect poorly on the other person. It just means that you've had to take a choice of what your priorities are in your current season of life. No matter how much we think we know, we have absolutely no idea what the other person is going through. Even if you're close with someone and may know all their dirt, you really have no idea. They may be doing all they can just to keep their head above the water. There are times in our life that our full focus must be on our own family or our own household. Times when everything we have to give goes completely to them. Knowing that there are friends patiently standing on the sideline who are silently praying and offering simple words of encouragement without expecting anything in return are rare gifts in friendship. In general, women long for deep, close friendships, but most either don't know how to get there or they aren't willing to do what it takes because of fear. Honestly, I think that we make it harder than it really has to be. I believe that there's one thing we need in order to go deeper in our friendships, and that is authenticity. Yep, good old ugly fear. Fear. We are scared. Authenticity scares us. Fear of being exposed. We don't want others to think that we don't have it all together. Can you imagine? Not one of us has it all fucking together. None of us. Just because someone appears to have it all together on the outside, that doesn't mean that everything is together on the inside. We really have no idea what others go through. So fear of being rejected, we are afraid that we won't be pretty enough, smart enough, good enough. I can go on and on and on. Fear of getting hurt. Here's the simple truth. When we are scared of getting hurt, we are defensive and we are protective. This causes us to be fake or ungenuine. We then build walls that no one can get through. And then we end up pushing people away. And then we sit and cry because we are alone. So in conclusion, I have heard the argument, you can't force a friendship. And that's true because you cannot force your will on other people. However, you can position yourself to receive friendship and to be a friend. I hope everything that I told you helped you. But if you need a summary, remember this. If you want friends, you have to be a friend. And this was a moment, an intimate moment, as Dr. K says, shared between me and you. And stay close to me because I got a powerful episode coming up in conclusion to this month for Pride Month. It's building itself up, so keep listening and you will catch it. It's coming soon. Until next time, peace, love, and harmony. I love you all. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, did you guys know that you could support me monthly? Yeah, check out those links. They're right there. Until next time, peace out.